Dami gang, Dami gang, Dami gang. You know it's all about quality. I value you guys that actually listen and support this way too much. My friend I have here is Omar. I have never spoken to another United fan and felt so speechless. And I happily was speechless because finally another perspective was brought. And I can tell he'll be happy to come back again and again and again. Guys, this was Omar and we spoke for almost an hour. If you're a real United fan, you would love to just be there and just listen to us go on and on. I promise. Have a lovely listen, guys, and I hope you had a lovely day as well. Dami gang, let's go. Toodles.
Bro, can you hear me?
Hello.
Yo, bro, long time, long time.
Hello. Longest time.
Longest time, man.
Longest, my days. But you know what? Funny enough, it doesn't feel that far.
Yeah, I feel you, bro. It's one of them ones we're still connected in some type of way. Everyone's connected.
Yeah. Way. You got it. You got it. You got it, bro. Spot on.
Trust me.
How you been, bro? How you been?
Well, I've been good, just trying to grind on YouTube right now, trying to get my streaming up, trying to get my followers up, my subscribers up. Yes, like, it's been hard through this lockdown because, like, trying to find a job right now while everyone's getting cut down jobs, like, everyone now, even trying to apply for jobs is, like, a long process because COVID slows down everything. So the whole process of working and stuff is hard. It's very hard. And for me, I can't sit down and just watch stuff all the time and just like watch anime or watch movies. I get bored after a while. Like, I used to do it a lot because I was like trying to apply for jobs at the same time. Now I'm trying to just be active, do something that I like, which is gaming, and trying to make like money and make like a living out of it and make it my passion because I like playing games. Like, loads of people that know me, especially like yourself, like, you know, I like banging games. Like, if it's like, I play FIFA a little bit, but I haven't played FIFA in a long time. But I play like Warzone and etc. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Wow. Mm. Oh, by the way, as you were talking, could you hear a beeping sound?
No. Well, I'm hearing that beep now. I just heard it now, but it was gone before.
Don't worry about it. You know, the thing is, this is, guys, to whom much is given, much is tested. Me and Broski, I've not spoken in a while. Today, we speak. Some, let me not say the name that's coming to my head, decides he's going to just be blowing horns, bro. So that can affect his greatness, but ain't nothing going to affect it.
Let's trust me, man.
So everything you're saying, bro, perfectly amazing. Oh, my God. Mm. And I hope someone is here listening, fam. If you're just sitting down, you're like, fam, no work, this, that, and the other. Broski, you just heard it from the best person you can hear it from.
Trust me.
Please, just get involved in your passion and let's get it. All right.
Yeah, definitely, man. So then, in life, you've just got pick up yourself from your dark spot and just motivate yourself. Like, whatever you feel like is your passion, just go with it. Even if it doesn't work, try again. That's the motto in life.
Yes, sir.
Trust me.
Sir. Yes, sir. Fam, if it's itching you right now, you're thinking, who is this guy, fam? My God. Fam, his details are definitely going to be in the description. And bro, for anyone too eager right now, you can just tell them any personal information you want them to have in terms of contacting you.
Well, you can contact me on my YouTube and Twitch, Snapchat, if it's easier that way, because I'm going to be active on that for the next coming like months and for the future now, which is It's Ogara 98. And you can even drop a message on my YouTube and my Twitch or just jump in the stream. Like, I'm a friendly person. Like, you can just break down. Like, if you've got any problems, I'll just have a laugh. You know what I mean? Just have fun moments. You know what I'm saying? Because it's one of the ones in life. There's no point bringing hella negativity in life. You know what I mean? You got to bring a lot of positivity. Like, around you, around everyone, so everyone just brings positivity together, because COVID and lockdown is bringing a lot of negativity in general, like around everywhere, and it's just non-stop, you know what I'm saying? And once we overcome this, it's just gonna be, you know, when they say the grass is green on the other side, we just gotta wait to the other side. You get me?
Yes, sir.
Trust me, bro.
Yes, sir. Fam, if you guys didn't hear that, might as well just push that button back a bit and listen again. Dropping amazing gems. I hope you guys are catching this on guard. All right, guys. For any of the guys that are like, oh my days, I came here to hear these sports vibes. These guys are so motivational thing. No problem, bro. No worries. No worries. Maybe you get it later. For now, bro, no worries. Let's get to the football, man.
Trust me,
Bro,
bro. I've got so much to get off my chest when it comes to football. Like, I even got the app on my phone open with the statistics and everything to break down each and
what
every game, bro. You know the fantasy football app where you can see the old games and
I need to go
everything?
check my fantasy, bro,
I've
man.
got everything on lock, bro. Like, there's games I can even remember even the Crystal Palace game. Like, I watched every game, bro. And the words to give to Solskjaer, there's so many words to break down. It's mad. It's just mad.
Let's see. From today, bro, at the end of today, I'll know if we should just create something just for United. Then I'll let you know afterwards, bro.
Trust
So
me, there's
it'll
no
be on
problem, man. It's no
tennis
worries.
and just be a show on its own, and we just be doing that on a frequent basis. Let's see
Trust
how it
me.
all goes. And yeah, so we'll know what's going on.
Yeah, I'm
First
down.
of
I'm
all,
down
let's
for that,
try and
bro.
focus on today's game. Yeah. Oh my days.
Well, I watched that game. It was a painful 90 minutes. Any Man U fan across the world, anywhere, if you're hearing this and you were in the same seat that I was in, it was a painful game to watch. We won. We got the win. I appreciate it because we need it to like pick up the motivation, pick up our speed. I understand. But for me, it was a extremely poor performance.
Wow. Wow.
Extremely.
Wow.
Like, you know me,
Wow.
I big up Man United in front of you a lot of the time, and you do the same. But this performance, this 1-0, I wasn't satisfied at all. This wasn't the football that I saw against Everton or Newcastle at all.
Wow. Man, I hear listening and be like, what is this guy talking about? 1-0, just take the 1-0. What is this guy talking about? All right, no worries, say nothing. First of all, bro, from the start, how is the starting lineup?
Well, the starting lineup, let me even break it down real quick. Let me even check. So the starting lineup, they didn't have Shaw. They had Alex, I think, Telles, if I'm pronouncing that right. Just give me a second to just check everything. Hold on.
No worries, no worries,
Because,
no worries. Wow. Wow.
I don't know how to
Very
break it
strong.
down, man.
Boom. Okay.
Hold on. Let me just check the lineup
No
here.
problem. Take your
Okay,
time.
so
Take your time.
we had De Gea in goal, which is standard.
Okay.
He's always the goalkeeper, you know what I'm saying? Like, Henderson's good, but he still needs to warm up because he played for I think the England's international, and he didn't do so well, but the team still came through, which wasn't too bad. And
Okay.
I think they lost a game with him in goal, but I don't think it was his fault. I think it was defense problems, but that's a different topic. But
Yeah.
they had Lindelof in defense with Maguire, and obviously, as I was saying before, Luke Shaw was out and Telles was in with Wan-Bissaka.
Okay.
And then in the middle, they had Mata Rashford, which is the go-to guy. They had Fred Fernandez, which is like the miracle, like the magic man. And then they had Matic, and then they had Martial. So they had Martial up
In the
front.
app
Say
you're
again?
looking at, how did they arrange the middle of the park?
So yeah, I'm gonna break it down now. So Martial was up front on his own. Then Matic was in defense with Fred. Then
Okay.
Mata was in the middle, and Rashford was on the left, and I think Bruno was on the right. But the way Bruno was playing, I can't lie, he was all over the pitch. He was everywhere. Like,
Hero, love that.
you know him, he's all over the place. And then obviously, when I talk about the subs, I'll just explain more and more when it came later on to the game, because Cavani came on, Van de Beek and McTominay came on
All
towards the
right,
end of
all right,
the
all
second half,
right,
innit? But
all
the
right.
first half for me, in my opinion, it was a good start. Like, they started all right. Like, there was like tempo, passing was all right. They made small mistakes, but they recovered. It's not one of them was like they laid back and let it just go span out of work and just mess up straight away. Actually, there was structure to the defense this time, but I still feel like the defense needs something. I don't know what it is specifically, but it needs an extra boost. I don't know if it needs to be, I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right, but Twenzibe. I think him instead of Lindelof or replacing Maguire, one of them two would be more faster for pace when it comes to when attackers come in to run past defense. Because once you get past Maguire, it's basically game over. Like, you've lost one defender
Absolutely.
and slow. Like, he's a good defender. Don't get me wrong. He's a good defender because when he plays for England, he plays completely different from how he plays with Man United. But when he
Yep.
plays with Man United, he's like, his energy is just not there all the time. It's there half and then it's off half. You know what I'm saying?
Player that comes to mind, Ice Bergwin, no problem.
Trust, trust.
Okay.
Wan-Bissaka, I feel like he played well because he done something different than he normally does. I mean, he's been switching it on and off. I don't know if Ole has been telling him to do it sometimes and do it not, but he's been overlapping with who did he overlap with? I think he was overlapping with Rashford, and sometimes he was overlapping with Bruno Fernandes because them two, when they pass together, it's a good matchup. They love doing tiki 1-2 passes between them each other and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so
And
Rashford
then
was coming to the right sometimes. Him and Bruno were just
switching
interchanging.
over, yeah, they were rotating a
Normally.
lot. I can't lie, in the game there was a lot of rotation. Like, even when Cavani came on, that was the only time that people stuck to their positions more. Because I think
Okay.
as the centre forward, he kind of plays with the midfield and he plays with the strike. Because he plays like when he was playing today, he played kind of defensive and attacker at the same time. Like, he's got a lot of energy because he's a new player and that, so it makes sense.
He really played that false nine well. He played that false nine well.
He did, but it's me
His
watching this
defensive
game, yeah.
contribution was still very much as well.
Yeah, no, his contribution is there, but the team, you can tell that the team doesn't know how to work with certain players. I can see that the
Got
connection
you.
with certain players is not working.
Got you.
So when it comes to Rashford, Bruno, and Cavani or Martial, for example, them four,
Okay.
you can tell they can't work together because they're passing, like, Cavani passed a good ball into Martial, but Martial literally didn't move. Like, he didn't see the run coming at all. And it's one
Got
of them
you.
ones that could literally change the game in like 2 seconds if he just could have like made a run anyways. They were saying it in the commentary that he should be more active like Cavani. If Cavani was in his spot and Rashford was there and someone else like Van de Beek were all up front, for example, because I think Van de Beek, in my opinion, should be up front because he's more of a person that likes to attack. He doesn't like to
Got
sit
you,
back, he likes
bro.
to
Nah,
attack.
nah, nah, nah. We gotta pause you on that one. That was a very, very, oh, that is brilliant. Oh my
It's
days.
true though,
Van
it's
de
a
Beek should
fact.
play up front.
Trust
Fam, if
me.
you don't understand why he said it, try and watch more. Yeah, just watch the United game more
You have to watch the game to
and listen,
understand.
listen to him more. Listen to Omar talk about United more. You get to understand why he
Yeah.
said Van de Beek should play up front. That was brilliant, bro. Continue.
Because it's one of them ones I've watched him play in the Netherlands as well, in international play, and he's played. In like he played midfield, but he was more attacking. Like he
Of
even made
course.
a draw in, I think Netherlands. I think it was 1-1 against some team. I can't remember. Let me quickly check. Hold on, I just need
Okay.
to check Nations League real quick. Hold on.
Van de Beek. Guys, that boy right there.
Hold
This
on.
is why it was annoying me when most people were
Let's
saying,
go.
oh, he should leave United. Oh, Ole's not playing him. Blah, blah, blah. Just some useless agendas against United. United fans, please don't be listening to those people. When you hear, go back to what you've watched. If you hear any commentator, you just ponder about, oh, Van de Beek should have left United. Oh, they're not playing him. Oh, blah, blah, blah. And my advice to you is, if you want your football knowledge to grow, that person that was talking like that, if you keep on listening to them, your football knowledge will be very, 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 let me not say the word in my head, let me not be terribly biased. Yeah? All right.
Trust me, bro. It's facts,
Let's
though.
go, bro.
Because it's true what you're saying. Let me even continue on your point. They hate on
Okay.
Van de Beek because he hasn't got to show his talent in the right position. If he was put in the right position, his talent would grow faster. Like, I feel like him Cavani and Rashford would be good up front. Now, knowing that Greenwood is now not playing as much and we don't have that strike force that we had before when it was Martial, Rashford and Greenwood, because we need something like that kind of dynamic like before. But when Van de Beek played in the Nations League for Netherlands against Poland, they won 2-1. And I think he assisted one of the goals, I think, or he contributed to the chance. But it's the way he makes small differences in the game. Because as soon as he came in the game, the tempo increased. Like, he would run for the ball. He would take touches. Like, even if you lose the ball, he would go back for a tackle. Like, you can see a difference between, like...
A player knows when he sees a player.
Yep.
Continue, bro.
Yep. Like, Van de Beek came on for Rashford. And then because Rashford wasn't having a good game, in my opinion, at all, like, he made a couple mistakes. He had one good chance, but he made a couple mistakes as well. He came
normal.
And he just knew where to pass the ball, where to move. Like, he knew where to place himself. Like, most players in our team look confused. Like, they look like they went to confused.com and they've just been wandering around in that circle for a long time. Because I watched the football and I was like, before we would know where to pass, how to make runs. It's like when someone makes a run, they just pass the ball back. We're playing backwards football instead of doing forward football. We are an aggressive team. Man United is an aggressive team in general. We don't sit back. I'd rather us concede one goal but to score five. Do you know what I'm saying?
Got you. Wow. You know, in other words, that team looked so disjointed today, bro.
Confused, you're telling me? Bro. Against West Brom that haven't won one game. This is why I say the one goal I'm not happy about, because the penalty was fine, though it was retaken, because if the goalkeeper didn't move from the line, it would have not been a goal. It would have been a save initially for Fernandes. But prior to that, there was a penalty conceded before by Fernandes as well. But VAR by luck, because in my opinion, I thought it was a penalty as well. And also did the commentators from the way it looked like to me from the position. And it was only by luck that he avoided that. So I would say the game could have been 1-1, but the result is what the result is. So it's fair to them that they won the game. But West Brom is a team where they're trying to pick up their feet, though they're losing. But they were being way more aggressive than we were, in my opinion.
Got you. Wow. So right now, we've known that the defensive guys tell us he came in, he did his thing. We didn't really speak much on him.
Mm-hmm.
Maguire and Lindelof, we expect, we all agree now that Tuanzebe would definitely inject some pace. I mean, people, we've been saying it for some time, but Omar has come here to confirm it to you guys, fam. So I'm sure we all agree, yeah? All right. Now we got Wan-Bissaka, who you just said actually played a nice game today.
Yeah, not too bad at all.
Okay, no problem. I mean, Fernandes on that right, I promise you, even if you put a toilet roll behind Fernandes, it will make the toilet roll look good. No problem. I love that. So moving forward now, in the middle of the park, how was the game?
So when it came to Matic and Fred played quite well, but obviously he made mistakes as well. But I feel like it's because West Brom's pressure towards Fred, because he couldn't find passes, because when he tried to find Juan Mata or Bruno Fernandes or Rashford, for example, or even Matic, because Matic was playing more CDM. So he was playing more like a centre-back than an attacking... Oh, no, than a centre-back, I shall say. You know what I'm saying?
Normal.
It was fine. It wasn't too bad. Fred did his part. I'm not going to lie. He contributed to the team well. And he did do a couple good passes, which like brought the game to life and like brought chances. However, like obviously West Brom would cut out the chances, and then obviously unfortunately they would counter attack, and then would have to pick up the pieces and then move on from that. So I wouldn't say Fred and Matic was too bad. Juan Mata did well as well, but he did make a decent amount of mistakes because he was the first one to be subbed on as well, and he got subbed on for Cavani. That's when the more attacking sense came on as soon as Cavani came on. You get what I'm saying?
Okay. Wow. We've got two defensive midfielders today, Matic and Fred.
Yep.
Matic just decided to sit back, cover the defense. In terms of transition, it was probably just like a centre-back as well. And Fred did the whole run around and gave some couple nice passes. Lovely stuff.
Yeah.
And next to Mata coming on, actually picked up the game. Because who was playing there before Mata came on?
No, it's not even that Mata came on. What's good? Cavani came on for Mata. So Mata was playing before, but his...
Thank you. Okay.
His play was a bit... it was like... What's the word? Not like Mata at all. Like, it wasn't Mata that was playing. Like, he's like he was reserving himself. Like, he had a chance. He didn't take it. He would pass the ball. Same with Fred. He would have a chance, and he would pass the ball again. Instead of going for the shot, which were like... You never know. It's one of them ones. Sometimes 50-50 when it comes to shots. Because sometimes it goes in, and sometimes you just miss straight away. But there was chances that Mata and Fred had at goal. They would pass the ball, and then the game would get reset again. Like... The structure of West Brom will get back to its shape, and then we would have to pass it around the back to find the gap again. You know what I'm saying?
So, Mata coming up for Cavani.
It was Cavani coming on for Mata that changed the game.
Okay, now it's making sense.
Yeah.
So, Cavani came on for Mata, and he seemed reserved, or we actually got better?
It got better. The tempo got better when Cavani came on first, yes. And then when Van de Beek came on for Rashford, because Rashford came off and Van de Beek came on, the tempo went up again. And the one player I can say that actually played the best when he came on was Scott McTominay.
He's a
very underrated player.
Underrated.
Like, if no one's watched Scotland games, watch them now. Like, as soon as the pass is done, watch them today. Watch them.
Guys, in case you didn't hear what he just said.
You ain't all the Scotland games, mate. You gotta go watch it. Hey, get to the pub with your mates. All of you in a Merseyside. Just go to the pub and watch the Scotland game. They play football, I promise you. You'll think it's Liverpool with Andy Robertson and them, man. Okay, fam. Scotland. Oh, my days.
Like, their games are getting... I would say that team's getting better, in my opinion.
Hear it, Omar has... reiterated again, please watch Scotland. Case closed. No problem. So McTominay came. He did a whole lot of vibes. Amazing stuff, bro. So the middle of the park today actually, in a way, did what they could with the boys that were there, yeah?
Yeah. In my opinion, yes, they did. They done their best.
Love that. Let's move forward now. The front line, what happened?
The front line was just Martial. For me, Martial... he had a lot of chances, but where it came to where, if he was in right positioning or not, that one's still a question mark, because Fernandes was threading him the ball, but he was getting intercepted. But there were times where, like, I think there was a time when he was in the box and he tried to get a penalty because he had a little tug on the shoulder, or a tug on the shirt, sorry. I feel like he's trying to... like obtain penalties easily instead of trying to run through like how he normally does when he plays with France, because I've seen France play and I see how he plays a completely different tempo than how he plays with Man United as well, because I watch a lot of international football and like Portugal, Brazil and etc. You know what I'm saying? So for me, Martial should be switched for Cavani. The reason why I say Cavani or even Rashford, the reason why is that it's not that Martial is a bad player, because I feel like he's a very good player. But it's one of them ones, it's like he's missing something. Like, he's missing some energy within him, like good energy that makes him like feel confident to go and just challenge, like get a touch on the ball and literally just run forward at defense and make them scared of him. Like, the fear of him touching the ball is not there anymore, because players now, or defenders or midfielders that come up against him, they just put their leg out and he gets stopped. Like, it seems too... Obviously, there's no offense, because it could be like, it could be just a missed touch. Or he could make a mistake, because that happens in football. I play football myself, so I understand when you're attacking and then you take a touch too much and you lose the ball. It makes sense. It happens. But for me, like, he had a chance on goal. Like, if you saw the chance he had on the replay, you'll shake your head. Like, he was basically in front of goal.
Are you talking about a chance that happened later in the game?
No, this was quite early in the game. So, hold on. Team check let's see the stats, bro. Like, it was, how early was it in the game? Like, it was, let's say first 20 minutes, or let me say first 25 minutes to be exact, I think.
No problem. No worries. I'm going to go watch the game back. Don't worry. For sure.
No worries, bro.
I caught from 89th minute. That's when I was at the bus stop. and I'll just try to watch before you know the whole internet thing started to share, blah, blah, blah. Before you know it, the game's over. But I caught some instances.
Okay. No worries. Well, I even got now, I just clicked on latest on the app and now it shows me like the whole game of what's happened. So I can even give you the time anyways. I just had to check myself.
No problem.
But,
no
problem. So basically around, let's see, let me find it. I think it was the 20th minute or the 17th minute where, no, the 16th minute. Here we go, 16th minute. He was right in front of the goal, bro. Like, when I mean right in front of the goal, if he just slapped the shot anywhere with power, it would have went in. I'm telling you, bro, like anywhere he would have went in. But
I got and if you tell me we got
credit to the goalkeepers. The goalkeeper was like, playing.
If you tell me we've got a player in our squad that can't score a goal like that, I will say it's my shot. No problem. Okay.
So
no problem. I'll go check it all back again. Wow.
Definitely, you'll see what I mean, fam. Like, that's why I was like, even like with Rashford, there were some chances. Mata, Fred, what do you call it? Cavani had a chance. Martial had many chances. Like, we just couldn't put the ball in the back of the net. Like, it just wasn't happening. And it also was due to the fact that West Brom's goalkeeper actually saved them. If that goalkeeper wasn't there, we would have scored like
5%. You want to make a name as a goalkeeper, come play United. That's been the staple from freaking since my dad was 2 years old. So no problem. No worries. It's still happening till today. That's normal life. That comes with life. You pay tax, you die, you play in goal versus United, you become a star. Brilliant stuff. All right.
Trust me, bro.
So what's his name? What's that goalie's name?
So, hold on. The goalie's name was Sam Johnstone.
Fam, that's a freaking former United player, bro. That boy was the United Academy, bro.
There we go. That just explains the whole thing.
I love it. So, only a penalty could go through him, yeah?
Basically. But he even saved the first penalty, but it's only because he jumped off the line before Fernandez scored that VAR had to redo the penalty again, and then he scored.
Man, like, John, love that.
Just me.
Don't worry about it. Okay. So, yeah. Wow. Guys, if you've been listening to this and you're still here till now, oh boy. You know it's hot.
Trust me. It's hot.
Thank you for this. This was absolutely brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
We can rerun this every game. I don't even mind because my mindset with Man United is that our defense needs work. And it's one of them ones we need to train the team to work on and off the ball, because off the ball the team seems confused and on the
train
ball
the team
the team the, not even just
that takes me towards players, the manager. The I don't know where that takes you,
like, oof.
That takes me towards the manager, that when you say train the team, that then says, okay, what's my manager doing?
Is for me
the team, what's going on?
For me, I say you're 100% right with the manager, because I've also said that the manager now, no offense to Ole. Ole obviously had a record where we came third place and he smoked a lot of teams. I give credit to him. I was happy because I watched the growth when Fernandes changed the whole game. However, he's not striking the fear that Ferguson did 7 years ago.
If we're going to talk about stats, Mourinho finished second and won 3 trophies. All right. No problem.
Nah, Mourinho champions, but then it's because he was trying to make Man United into a defensive team, which didn't exist. This is why I liked his play style half.
Let's
half.
Not jump. No, bro, please, let's not jump on Mourinho right now. Yeah, let's finish with Oli. No, I got you, bro.
Trust me.
Let's try and focus on this Oli one. Because I promise, if we start United, you'll be surprised. 1 hour ago, we're still talking. I want to help some of the man them, you know. No worries.
Okay, for me, Ole, he's a good manager. However, as I said, he's not striking the fear like Alex Ferguson was, because even from Fernandez's reaction in a past game, I think we lost, and he was devastated that we lost. I think it was the Spurs game where he was angry at the fact that we lost that game, though he knows the quality of the players, like all of us know the qualities of the players.
Yep.
No, I'm saying. So it's like Ole needs to actually not even say, oh, put the good players on, put the bad players off. Like, he should put in a regiment that keeps the players focused at all times. Like, sometimes players just switch off and you're like, what is going on? Like, today, I didn't see the conference afterwards when they were talking about the game afterwards. I didn't even see that. But I already know what he's going to say. He's going to say that the quality was not there because overall, the quality of football was poor. Completely and utterly poor. I know he's going to say that because the football I watched is not the football I thought.
I know he's going to say the quality was not there. Bro, I'm going to go listen to Oli's post-match conference. Don't worry about it. Continue.
Trust me. And then it's one of them ones where even if in training they do well, that's not an excuse for when you come on the pitch that you cannot perform to a performance that you're expected at this high level of game. Like, I can't see my team like in what? We're in the bottom half of the table, pushing, trying to scrape ourselves up to the top.
Please, like,
we're like, hold on, let me even check right now. Hold on, I can check for you. Right now,
I checked, it was like 15th.
Yeah, we were 15th and we've jumped up to 9th. But the only reason we're 9th, because obviously we're not going to last that long 9th, is because we're one game behind.
Okay.
So if we were...
That game is against Burnley. Say again? That game is against Burnley.
Yeah. That was the one that was cancelled, didn't it?
That's another penalty fest.
Trust me right there. You know Burnley as well. Burnley love fouling. Like, I've seen Burnley's games. They love fouling. They love doing madness like that. So I expect, obviously, penalties left, right, and center. But you never know with Man United. I'm so hesitant when I watch Man United games now. Not that I hate the team or I expect them to lose. It's that they will start off well, but they cannot keep that consistency towards the end. And Ole is one of them ones. He'll watch the game and not make subs to the last minute. Like, what's wrong with your heads? Like, if you see the problem, take out the problem and inject a new solution. You get what I'm saying?
That's the point, bro. Like you just said, if you see the problem, maybe my man can't see the problem.
Trust.
You get it? Mm. This guy cannot see the problem. But you know, Oli in, he won the 99 for us, blah, blah, blah. Okay, no problem. If you're one of them guys, No problem. Yeah? We won this game 1-0. You have that. You, Oli, singing that. No problem. Back to reality, bro. So, he can't really see this. So, he can only do what he can do.
Yeah.
The other side of the coin is, probably he just doesn't trust them man on the bench. So, before, we had Cavani and Beek. When you look at the bench and you see probably just like young guys from the academy or more defensive-minded guys, you would not really be so inspired to want to even bring them on. You'd be like, hey, all these man them in the pitch, let me just allow them to see if they can come up with something.
Yeah.
So from that standpoint, don't worry, I'll give him some flack for that. But since Van de Beek has come in, one thing I've really loved is how we've really scored a lot of goals at the end of the game.
Yeah.
Talk about the Newcastle game, the Leipzig game, and so on. Those kind of games, amazing. To be honest, when I say those, probably like 3. Tops 4. No more.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's from that standpoint, Oli's been really doing some amazing stuff, which you can give to, you know, that we still use 5-star subs in the Premier League or Champions League?
No, it's just Champions League. But what I was hearing from the commentators as well, they're trying to integrate that they put 5, but let's carry on with what you're saying, though.
Oh, okay, sir. So with the Leipzig, that Champions League one, brilliant stuff. The Newcastle one, I love that game, bro. Another reason why I love that game so much is because of Wan-Bissaka's goal. I'll always remember that because I don't know when next he's going to give me a goal, so I might as well just keep this in a safe deposit box. You know what I'm saying?
No worries.
So that's that for Aaron. And you've just basically summed up the whole game. Can you quickly run through player ratings from the back to the front?
Okay, from the back. So what's the rating out of 10?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so from the back, I would say the best player on our team was De Gea because in a lot of chances, he done very well. So I'll give him an 8.5 for his performance because he actually saved us like 2 good chances West Brom had against De Gea. Like, especially when the defense was out of line, out of sync. He saved us a lot of time. So he would get a full 8.5.
Wow.
Lindelof and Maguire would both get, it's going to be very critical, but a 3.5, both of them.
3.5 over 10, both of them.
Out of 10, 3.5. Because they didn't, like, you know, if you need to have the backbone of the team, them two are supposed to be the backbone. If that's case, they are not the backbone. They as confused as each other. Sometimes they're in the same spot when you're supposed to be covering a section when you're two centre backs. You understand?
Say no more, cuz. Say less.
So, now with Alex now, I feel like he played very well. I'd give him like a 6.5 to 7. But if I want to round up to a good number, 6.8.
Okay. That's what tell us, right?
Yeah.
Yep, my boy. Love that. Going to Wan-Bissaka.
Wan-Bissaka now, he didn't give me any reason to give him a low rating, in my opinion. He played very well. He's overlapping. He gave chances. He had movement on and off the ball. Like, this boy, he has stamina. He doesn't sleep. He doesn't rest. He just keeps going. So, for me, I'll give him a 7.
My boy. A 7.
A 7.
Guys, if Wan-Bissaka just marks his attendance at United, Omar said just give him 7. Even if Wan-Bissaka doesn't play. Because that's 7. Just the spider life.
Trust me. I'm
trying to tell you now. All right, bro. That was solid. Love that. No more Aaron Wan-Bissaka game today.
Mm.
Moving forward. Let's go. What's happening in the midfield?
Midfield matter. I felt like it was a poor performance because he could have done better, but I don't know if he had much chances because there was a point where he had to come and get the ball himself because the ball was being passed about around defense a lot. So I won't be too harsh, but I'll give him a 5.5.
Wow, gotcha. You put it in context, so yeah, we got you, bro. Okay, who's next?
Rashford now. For me, it wasn't his game. Like, even when he came off, like, you could see the frustration in his face. Like, he had some good chances. He had a lot of good chances. He even tested the keeper at one point. It almost hit, like, top right corner. Okay. But I feel like for him, it was a 6. Like, overall, a 6.
Bro, was he one of them ones where he would make the pitch as wide as possible, meaning he would go to the touchline, get a pass, pass it back, try to go into midfield, not really making runs in behind.
Yep.
It's one of them ones?
100%, bro. Like, that was what happened. Like, there was one chance, but by the time he got there, he's already slowed down the game for some reason. I don't know what happened. Like, even one time he had a touch near, close to goal, and then he tried to dummy it. And he done so much extra work for himself, and the keeper could recalibrate, and he just saved it. You know what I'm saying?
My days. You know what, Rashi? No worries, bro. No worries, bro. No worries. Fam, you are currently busy, fam. You're feeding the nation.
Mine says on sign us right now. Trust me.
Don't worry about it, bro. Just keep going. Just keep going. Don't worry about it. All I need for you to just be on the pitch, bro. Don't worry about it. All right. Okay, who's next?
Fred, for me, he had a good performance. I'll give him a straight up 7. Like I've already said about Fred, he was I would give him a low one, but then I'm lying to myself because he actually, if he wasn't there, there would have been a lot of times that the middle would have had a gap. Obviously, Matic was there in the backup, but he was playing more defensive. So yeah, Fred would get 700%.
Thank you, Fred. You knew. Thank you, Pastor. Obrigado. All right, bro. Who's next?
Fernandes, I would give him a straight. I don't even need to say anything. He's straight 5. Like he didn't do hugely bad, but he didn't do hugely good. He scored the goal. Yes, we can clap for that. But the work off on and off the ball. Like I'm not saying that. Oh, Fernandes is going to do this again because this game was quite rare for him to play like this. Because even he made a decent amount of mistakes as well, which he had to go run back and get the ball and stuff. So I'd say 5, straight down the middle 5.
Five. You see Fernandes here. One of them ones, I'm not going to rush nothing. I'm going to try and make sure we make the best decision. If that then still doesn't come off, all right, cool. I'm going to try to go chase this ball back.
Trust me.
Clearly, ain't nobody really going to do it.
Yeah.
So just trying to do it.
Yeah, he's so, a chance taker.
Even if one day Omar comes and says Fernandez gets a 2, just take it like that. Please, guys, no problem. All right. So 5 today, all good. No worries. Who's next?
Matic. Matic is a hard rating, I can't lie, because yeah, I think at one point I saw him in centre back, I think. And I think either Wan-Bissaka was a bit up in the midfield or something. I don't know if there was a rotation. I need to rewatch it. But
no problem.
I'll give him also a 5 as well.
Mad.
He also like pushed up to try, like him and Fernandez made chances, but they also made the defense more weaker, if you know what I'm saying.
Wow.
At the same time,
trying to tell me there are a couple times Matic helped in front.
Yep.
And now we are open at the back, and obviously he couldn't go and do that.
100%, bro. 100%. Right. Especially if Wan-Bissaka wasn't definitely at the back and he was on like a wing side to bring width. And
where was Fred at this time?
Fred was in the middle. He, like, imagine if Matic was to go up, Fred would be behind, but he would be more close to the offensive side than the defensive side. So Matic would still have to run back more than Fred, if you know what I'm saying.
Got you. No worries, bro. All right, who's next?
Martial, I'll give him a 6.5. The reason being is that I feel like he didn't have a bad game because it was more based off Rashford, Fred, and Fernandez's passes, and Mata as well. It was based off their passes, how he would move forward with the ball. You get what I'm saying? Because him on the ball, he played well, but him off the ball, he didn't get the ball as much as he wanted to. Like, he was very frustrated in himself as well when he, like, didn't get the ball, or if he took too many touches. So you know that the passion's still there, but he's trying to work out what the problem is. You know what I'm saying?
Got you. So he was actually coming for the ball. It's just that the man them that... They're just a bit hesitant or something.
They're just hesitant. Like, there's a problem with the trust in our team because...
Of course. No chemistry.
One of them was when Van de Beek, Scott McTominay, and Cavani came on, the trust elevated. I don't know what it was. It was magical. Like, everyone was passing fast. Like, even though they made mistakes, Cavani and Martial was doing a partnership with Rashford, passing about, doing 1-2s before they got subbed off. You know what I'm saying?
So, Cavani, Rashford, and Martial had a bit of chemistry, but then what happened?
Then Rashford had to come off for Van de Beek. And then when Van de Beek came on, obviously the chemistry was there, but it's one of them ones, I think Van de Beek should swap with Fred, and Juan Mata swapping with Cavani was perfect. That substitution was perfect, in my opinion. That was just like that needed to be done. I feel like Rashford should have stayed on. Scott McTominay should have swapped off for Matic, and then you have Van de Beek taking over Fred's role. But he wouldn't be that. He would be defensive. He would be more of a centre mid than a CDM, if you know what I'm saying.
Because
Matic and Fred were playing CDM, and then Bruno would either be in the middle or the right, and then Rashford was always on the left.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
No worries. So Martial 6.5. All right, you got more than Bruno because you worked less to pay. That's how I'm seeing it, but no problem. All right,
trust me.
A pessimistic side on you, Martial. No problem. I'll let you go on this one, Martial. One thing I caught, bro, that little time I watched, one, McTominay, I think, did a lovely cross with his left one time. Like
this. I need to give him a rating as well. McTominay will get an 8.5. You get 8.5. Okay. He came on the pitch for only 16, not even 16, I'm lying, 6 minutes, and he changed the tempo of the game. He came on the 84th minute, bro, and the amount of touches he took, he threw off West Brom because the tempo he plays, he was playing as if he was Fernandez for a second. He was controlling and composing. He was composing the whole game. Like, he was taking extra steps and even throwing off the players. Like, he would get through one player, two player, and you're like, whoa, is this Scott McTominay that I saw play months ago? Bro.
No problem. All right.
And the beat, I got you. He would get a 7.5 because he came on and he made a change to the game. Like, obviously, he didn't have enough time to work with, like, Cavani. Cavani, I'll say he was a good 8. I wouldn't say 8.5, but I'll give him an 8 as well because he came on and he was given more chances than Martial and Rashford were doing combined, in my opinion. And with the chances that Martial and Rashford had, they were just not going for top corners, bottom corners. They were shooting it straight at the keeper, like, in my opinion.
Wow.
Mm.
And the big 7.5, man, like Scotty.
8.5 straight
8.5. up. Oh my days! Now I'm gassed. I saw a lovely cross. Then I saw a chance where Wan-Bissaka crossed it in, and Martial took a glorious touch. And just for the shoot, man, like Furlong just came from nowhere.
And just intercepted it. Yeah, I saw that one as well. I can't lie, that defender was good though. But that's the defending that we need in our team. Like, you can never see Lindelof or Maguire doing that.
That's for spiders, bro. That's a spider job.
Trust me, that's Wan-Bissaka.
Can do that.
Mm. Well, Twanzebe can do that once though.
Yeah, uh-huh. When you call Twanzebe, yeah.
Trust me. Because
yes,
it's like if Twanzebe was there, it would be better because Maguire and Lindelof, it's like sometimes they tackle each other, like they're defending against each other, which doesn't make any sense for defenders. They're supposed to be working together. It's like for example, I think there was a previous game where Maguire's marking Shaw. You're on the same team, brother. Just give the guy space. Like, you're both seeing the same ball. Like, it's either you trust him or don't. That's where the trust in the team comes from. That's the problem. That players think they should recover the other person because they feel like that person's going to mess up and then the goal is going to concede. You get what I'm saying?
Got you. Which is kind of normal in a team that's actually set up right.
Yeah.
Like, Ramos is coming to cover for me. I'm Luke Shaw. No problem. I know he better get that ball.
Trust me.
You're coming to cover, fam. You have to get this one. You know what I'm saying? But no problem. No problem, bro. I got you. Hopefully, that has to change. Like Twanzebe has to get... Like, I don't understand, yeah, how you stop Neymar and Mbappe and your coach still seems to bring in Twanzebe, okay, slowly and slowly. I mean, from one point of view, no problem. Maybe because Maguire and Lindelof, let's keep that chemistry going and whatnot. No problem.
Yeah. But
clearly, the world has seen that this man can stop the very best.
Wouldn't it
be better for you to try and start incorporating him into the squad? Because if you continue with these two men at the back, your job is at risk, big man.
It's not going to work.
No problem.
And the one thing I'd say also that would make the game much better is when I think Eric Bailly comes from injury. When he comes back from injury, if you just replace Maguire and Lindelof with Twanzebe and him for one game and just see how they play with Wan-Bissaka and Telles or Shaw, because Williams, I even like how Williams.
I'll take either Williams or Telles.
Trust me.
With Shaw, I'm kind of done with Shaw. Let me not say I'm done. I'm kind of done. I'm not like I'm sure this is not totally closing you down, bro. I'm kind of done with you. You're gonna have to do a madness for me, fam. But yeah, for now, my preferred backline either Telles or Williams.
Trust me. Like, bro, if he tries that back four once and it doesn't work, fair enough. We were wrong. We made a mistake. It doesn't work out. But it's one of them ones you have to give it a chance. You can't. In my opinion, I wouldn't just give it just one game. I would say one game to see how it goes. But you got to give him at least 3 games to work together so the chemistry can build. And so then
we're saying Wan-Bissaka, Twanzebe, Bailly, and Telles?
Yeah.
All right.
That would be the best lineup, I would say. If not Telles, Williams. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Telles or Williams, I don't mind. I don't mind. But just to make sure anyone listening, they're like, okay, what backline is he actually talking about? All right, no problem. So those guys, but you see the problem, yeah? I can't think of a day where that back line like that have actually all been available to be used.
That's true. Because they're either injured or they don't play them.
On God. Like Bailly. Oh, my days. Bailly comes to mind.
Bro, he came on and he got, I remember him coming on and he got injured a game off. I was like, what the hell? Like,
no, Bailly's problem is more than miss the eye. Let me keep it like that. Let me not go deep on it. But his problem is more than meets the eye. But no problem, man. No problem. Bro, like I was saying, this is a joke. We are 1 minute off 50 minutes. My days. this is a joke. Mind them, I tried. But you see when there's just too much juice in the berry.
Too much to say. Like,
berry, the sweetness is too much, big man. You feel me, guys? And I hope you guys can listen to all this. If you couldn't, no problem. Hopefully, we can give you more of this in a shorter time. Just more of it. No problem, guys. Fam, Omar, today, I can't even thank you enough.
Bro, no worries, man. Anytime, bro. Anytime.
We needed to hear this. A whole lot of us needed to hear this. Thank you so much for coming through clutch and coming through your best, fam.
No problem, man. Anytime.
On behalf of the whole Sailors crew and guy, we're telling you thank you, bro.
No worries, man. I'm glad to be here, man. I'm glad.
Wonderful stuff. Any last bits you want to add into this?
Well, I feel like there's too much to say, as you said before. I'm glad I joined the podcast. Like, I'm glad to just meet the Sailors podcast family. Like, I'm glad you are all good and you are all blessed in lockdown and stuff. And yeah, it's one of them ones where more podcasts to come and more passionate situations where we have to explain ourselves and bring on the pros, the cons. Like, obviously, Man United have their good games, but it's one of them ones in later games, we just got to see how it plays out.
Yes, sir. In other words, guys, by God's grace, man, Omar is going to be available every time we need him. Omar, like, I'm going to make sure, like, let me even say now, guys, it's going to be a show. Like, we're going to do something of, we say less, you guys can just come. Maybe every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, whenever works best for me and Omar, we'll set it up and just give it as a united day. So that day, you know, when you wake up this Tuesday, it's going to be some united content waiting for you from me and Omar. For
trust
sure.
Trust
for
me.
Sure, guys. Because on God, the amount of madness that's out there, they could make you go crazy, especially if you really love United. The kind of trash I hear these professionals talk. Fam, I honestly just tell most people on my snap, fam, it might be better for you not to even watch United at all. Because these guys could just make your mental state go to a different place. You are just confused. With all these boys, what's going on? We can't play, we can't score, we can't do this. Fam, I understand you, fam, if you're in that boat. But by God's grace, fam, me and Omar will come down here and shred it as much as we can. And we are going to tell you, you can always come back on those days. Fam, more updates to come, guys. Keep it locked. And Omar, like you said, where can they reach you?
Can reach me on Snapchat at itsogara98. If you want any messages and stuff, you can just drop it on there. You can drop it on my YouTube channel, which is called Ogara98 as well. You can drop a message on my comments. I do read the comments and stuff. I will start reading more comments as they come in. And like, if I'm on Twitch, I'm on stream, it's Ogara98 as well. You can just message me if I'm live on the stream and I'll just speak to you live in the flesh. You know what I'm saying? Like, anything you want to say, you want to talk about, you can talk about in the stream and just run through it and just talk about it. You know what I'm saying?
Mad. Fam, I know, guys, it's hard sometimes when people drop their content, their social media at the end of things like this, yeah? Man just said, it's a garden, yeah, da-da-da-da. Fam, please, bro, spell it out for some of them that probably didn't hear what you said.
No problem. Let me spell it out. So, for the Snapchat, I-T-S,
okay,
O-G-A-R-A 98. So, 98.
Boom. Say less, bro. Say less. Say
that's
less.
For the Twitch and the Snapchat. For the YouTube, it's going to be O G A R A 98. Just like that. Garner98.
Sorted.
No problem, man.
Sorted. And to any of you guys that couldn't get all the way down here, fam, we'll definitely make sure we leave in the description. Bro, once again, thank you so much. We are 7 minutes off an hour. Mad. No worries, bro. Fam, guys, I'm speechless. This doesn't happen too often. So you know, Omar comes in different. All right, guys, fam, you have a lovely day, bro. And guys, thank you for listening. Have a lovely, lovely weekend. Toodles, take care.